It's Tevin Campbell on Rise FM. If you were not singing along to this one, you possibly have never experienced love, which would be sad. So I take it everyone who heard this song was singing out loud because you know what love is. You know how Tevin Campbell felt when he wrote and sang and performed that song. It's a good thing when you can relate. When you can't, it's a mess. It's a mess. That's why people are like, South Africa, water, Tyler, what? We cannot relate. But the Americans, they've been there. They know exactly what make me swear it means, right? It's a feel-good radio station. We've got Shama Fit joining us on the show today. You'll be hearing from him in about a minute or two here on Rise FM. Any questions, hoy them on our WhatsApp, 072-885-7702. We're building up to a very exciting weekend. We're talking the streets of Mbombela buzzing and bursting with color as the carnival experience rolls into town. Cultural groups, clowns, bikers will parade the CBD to signal the start of the annual Mpumalanga cultural experience. The parade will conclude with a free concert, that's Mahala concert, at the Promenade Center, featuring Pumla music, Gajeni, Batabile, Skhosana, Dave Walters, our very own, and a whole lot more. Brought to you by the Department of Culture, Sports and Recreation. Mpumalanga, the place of the rising sun.
Glencore shapes leaders that shape tomorrow. Meet Zinhle Motsebe, financial manager charting her path at Glencore's Goedgevonden operation.
I've been given recognition and platforms as a Glencore employee. I've really been empowered to be my very best.
Zinhle's hard work earns her the 2024 TransUnion Rising Star Award, underscoring her commitment to excellence.
I think the main thing is to have a good work ethic. You can build so much credibility by being the sort of person does what they say they're going to do.
This isn't a story, it's a journey. Glencore, progress together.
Discover Kyalami Hotels as your ultimate accommodation and event destination. Whether you're in Mpumalanga, Emalahleni, Standerton, Secunda, Sandton, or Cape Town, we conveniently locate it closer to where you need to be. Experience the comfort of our deluxe rooms and our delectable dining options. Celebrate your special moments with our flexible and unique venues for conferences, weddings, and private functions, all tailored to your desires. Book direct and save at kyalamihotels.com. Kyalami Hotels is just where you belong.
It's Rise FM Lunch. Yeah, it may sound familiar already. It's crazy how whenever somebody has Shama Finn is joining us in studio on a Rise FM Lunch. Good afternoon.
Boop, boop, boop. Azishe. What a Rise FM family.
What up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Lily. Yeah? I can see you looking amazing. Yeah?
Listen, to hell with the hair. Like, why?
No,
why?
I like the new look is amazing.
Yeah.
How have you been doing?
This is not my interview. Don't do that. I'm the one asking questions. Yeah. Okay? I'm the one asking questions here. I've never asked you this question. What are you famous for? Because this is what the feature is about. Hashtag Udumengani means, what are you famous for? What is Shama Fit famous for?
For giving good music.
Oh, yeah?
And making
yeah?
people dance.
Yeah?
And that's what we're all about. It's a vibe all the time, you know.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. You don't have to force it. You don't have to pressure it. It's just a vibe.
It's an absolute vibe.
You know.
We've been blasting better. Yeah. You know, I think that people, it rings, it's one of those songs now, it's at a point where, one, you know how sometimes you get up in the morning, there's just this song that's stuck in your head. Better is at that point, and I'm like, better, but why have I been singing this song all morning? It's gotten to that point now. So we've been blasting Better, it's doing really well on the Rise FM Top 30.
Thank you.
A new song now? Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I got a new song that dropped last week.
Yeah.
It's called Don't Tell Senzeni. And this song is all about, you know, talking about this beautiful hun. Seemingly, the story around this is that, you know, I'd go out with my friends, you know, having a vibe, and we see this gorgeous, beautiful Ngirozi, an angel. Oh, and, you know, we end up having a nice time, you know, a vibe in the club, we dance, with this. And as she was leaving, she's like, hey, man, can I tell you something? What just happened today? You can't tell nobody. And I'm like, what you telling me? I can't tell nobody. I can't go tell my friends that I was with such beauty and so forth. And she ended up telling me that, yo, you know what? Reason why you can't tell is because I'm a princess.
Oh?
Yeah.
You
so
went
she,
deep.
Like, listen to the song. You gotta listen to the song.
who did you work with on Don't Tell?
So Don't Tell, I worked with Zane Soul. He's the one who actually did the production on the beat.
Zane Soul
did the production and beat, send it to me one of the days. I was actually driving to Joburg. I was like, yo, bro, I think this is your kind of beat. I listened to it, dropped down in Joburg, connected with Radash. Then we did the production now of the vocals onto that. So I worked with Zane Soul and Radash. Radash is a producer that I've been working with. Shout out to you, Radash, doing amazing things out there. We ended up grounding it through. I think you can, even if you have a good ear to music, you know there's a cymbal I touched in there.
You lie.
I'm telling you. So the cymbal that I touched in there, it was grounding.
You must trust us. We have good ear for music.
Okay, so we're gonna
we have to come back after the song and see if we can pick up the sample. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as more.
Should we play the song now? Let's play the song now. Guys, I'm putting you to the test. You see now. It's Shama Fit with Don't Tell. Apparently, sampled somebody somewhere. Let us know if you can tell. 072-885-7702 or at RiseFM943. Here it is.
Are stuck in my mind. Repeatedly, I'm caught up, smiling and blushing. Story in my mind. I was told not to tell. Visions are stuck in my mind. Repeatedly, I'm caught up, smiling and blushing. Story in my mind. I was told. Denga, Rosie, a Rosie, a mega. Eyes wide open like a pen. Charaka denga, Rosie, a Rosie, a mega. Eyes wide open like a pen. Pretty like on the dini. No dini. What shall I do? Denga, Girozi, Eruzi, Wamega. Eyes wide open like a pen. Charaka denga, Girozi, Eruzi, Wamega. Eyes wide open like a pen. Pretty like Ndodini, Ndodini. What shall I do? What shall I do?
It's a tricky one. I was actually put to the test. I regret even saying you want to hear and then say. But you learn something new every day. Shama Fit, a new one. Don't tell. You should be hearing it on the Rise FM Top 30. We'll see you very, very soon. So I take it you listen to the whole song. No one is saying anything on Facebook, no WhatsApp. But I couldn't figure it out either. So I get how it might be difficult for some people. So how do you go on the song before I play this clip? How do you go on the song? The sampling part of the song? Are you willing to sing? Yeah.
Oh, like what I took.
What you took from this song that you mentioned just now.
So what I had, the song, the original song that I grasped from, it says, "Oh, Dodi, since anyone what shall I do, Dani, since the night, what shall we do?"
Okay. Oh, Okay. Yo, that was deep though. You really must know the song in order to pick it up though.
Yeah, you need to know the song.
How and what did you do there?
That's what you need to do when you're sampling, you know.
Right, exactly. It sounds beautiful. Sounds absolutely beautiful. Now you're riddling us. We don't just listen. Yeah, you must remember. And you get to school yourself as far as music is concerned. Mm. And now actually exploring this, I was able to find out Hore Todi, said by Oliver Mtukudzi, actually means "what shall we do?" It's a translation. So he's singing a translation, translating to the Shama. If only we knew. If only we knew. So, Better, the artists that you mentioned for the song that we just played, I want to get to this now. I want to get to this before we move on. Because if I want something, Don't Tell, you mentioned the two artists or individuals that you worked with on the song. How is it doing so far? It's been how long now? Just over a week? It's not officially released, is it?
It's actually officially released. It's on all streaming platforms.
I've seen you doing interviews. Mm. You're doing a lot of interviews.
Yeah, I'm running around, eh?
Your basis and significance of doing interviews, and is this something you're looking forward to doing for every single song on the album? Do you have a plan of how you're going to execute and market every song on your album?
Yeah, so on the seemingly on the EP that I released, right, we had left it there. But the changes are only on the releases that are actually coming. So on each and every release that I'm actually putting, which is starting on Don't Tell, going forth, I'm actually going to be having radio tours. We are, you know, jumping into school tours very soon.
Yeah.
Reason why, I'm not just a musician, but I'm also a person who loves, you know, bringing back to my community, ensuring that, you know, the youngsters that are growing up there, they don't get to miss having to have an opportunity to be something better. Mm-hmm. If, you know, I always look at myself, when I was younger, the person I needed at this age is a person like me who could have come and told me you can do it or given me an opportunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, running out like that as well and just giving the people the vibe because, you know, as I told you, it's a vibe all the time.
It's a vibe all the time. Plans for the future. How far do you see your music going? How far are you taking it?
You know, not only me seeing that, but, you know, getting as an affirmation from other people.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend this weekend who was in the studio, and the other week as well, someone visiting the studio, and they were telling me, you know, my music is actually iconic because I have my own different sounds.
Why are you not name dropping? What if someone came to my studio?
All right, so I had Walter. Shout out to Walter. Walter, I saw you on live there, my brother. I appreciate Walter. You. You know, I was having
yeah.
I was having Jackson in the studio recently as well, and we're just easing up. And one of my, you know, cool peers and colleague, Humbo as well. I think he got a song that he actually has put some vocals that are hot.
Nice.
It's amazing. Yeah, so shout out to them guys for coming through. And as I was saying that, I just believe I was meant to be international. I'm not trying to, you know, step on anybody's toes.
No, it's there.
But
you know,
there's enough ground for everybody to, you know, to flourish.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try by all means to do what I can to flourish in my ground. Mm-hmm. And I just advise to all the other people out there, just do the same. If you can, hold me up to go up, like what I say, and hold on one of my songs. Hold me up and hold me on, you know, so that I can do the same for you as well.
Afrobeats is insane. Actually, earlier on the show, we were sharing Billboard charts Afrobeats. Tyler is owning like a whole 7 spots there. And then there's your Irish Stars, there's your Tams, and the like. So it's a big, big genre internationally. True. And we see you making, they must hear your music that side. You must just like,
I'm holding already. It's about to cook
It would really do well. Your sound is quite unique. It is international. Whoever told you that was absolutely
appreciate it.
And but thank you for coming into the studio to come check us out. Beautiful song. Appreciate How many it. More songs are we going to hear after this one? Because we only know two now. So there's better. How many more songs are coming?
I think what you guys should just do, right? Should you go to my, you know, platforms, my Instagram.
Yeah.
My link is there. I don't only have those two songs or three songs that you guys know.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So go check it out. There's an EP that was out called Gifted. It is a bit of, you know, a bit of a test of everything. Afrobeats, a bit of, you know, R&B, a bit of, you know, Amapiano. So you get to hear a bit of me on the artistic side and what I'm trying to bring out. And also, just keep on, you know, checking me out. It's Instagram is SHAMMAHFIT. _ that's Shamafit _ just check me out there. All the other links and so forth are online, so you can just, it's an easy route to getting everything for yourself. But please support and keep on bringing out. I think today actually I put on my online something that I did today in the studio.
Nice.
So if you want to check it out, go on my Instagram. I'm looking for someone in Mpumalanga, preferably Bombela, who wants to put some nice vocals. Come, let's work in the studio and let's see what we can do and let's throw it out.
I'm happy to hear that we're working on something. We'll definitely bring you on board.
Appreciate
Do a documentary.
All right. Beautiful.
Shama Fit on Rise FM.
Thank you.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Rise FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting.